Galnet News Digest, 5th of March, 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, with the focus moving to Titan Lai Gong, we look back to Tyrannus, forward to the future, and consider the ethics of interspecies warfare.
We wouldn't have had an invasion by Thargoid Titans at all if it hadn't been for Salvation and his second attempt to wipe out the Thargoids using the Proteus Wave in August 3308. In retrospect, the sound that was heard in HIP 22460 after the Thargoids overcame the Proteus Wave, the sound interpreted by Seojin A as "we see them, we are coming," was the sound of a Titan vowing to come to the aid of the Thargoids Salvation had attacked. From that point, in the darkness, we were able to track the progress of 8 Titans travelling towards us from the Col 70 sector until the first, Titan Tyrannus, arrived at the end of November that year. This was the legacy of Salvation.
I tell you, I've never seen a hive ship up close before. Doubt many people have. It was amazing, kiddo. Beautiful, really. Makes you realize just how smart they are, how advanced. I admit it, I hesitated for a moment before I hit the button. I had to remind myself it wasn't them I was attacking, just their technology. As if this microid virus of theirs even works.
Salvation had meddled with the Thargoids before that. He and his corporation, Azimuth Biochemicals, plotted with Inrar to use a biological weapon against the Thargoids. They knew from experimentation that the mycoid virus caused the Thargoids a slow and painful death. But they used it anyway, against the then equivalent of a Titan. They fooled a highly decorated commander, John Jameson, into firing a missile loaded with the mycoid virus into the hive ship. The recordings he left behind make it clear he had no idea of the suffering it would cause.
It was supposed to target the hyperdrives. That's what they told me, just the hyperdrives, so we'd be safe again. So we could live without fear. Well, it did a hell of a lot more than that. There were sensors on the payload so I could monitor the reaction and make sure it activated properly. I'm staring at the data now. The weapon is lethal. They knew what it could do. They knew what it could do, and they used it anyway. How many have we killed? Thousands? Millions? God forgive us.
Jameson's ship, sabotaged by Salvation's allies in Ra, crashed into a moon in the HIP 12099 system. Jameson didn't live to spread the word about the evil Inrar had been doing. Now, it is Aegis, not Salvation, that is attempting to drive out the Titans that Salvation effectively summoned. And they are using a similar technique. Nanite torpedoes cause the Titans to overheat, leading them to expose their core, which can then be destroyed. Eventually, this process wears down the Titan, and its core goes critical. The Titan explodes. The difference between the mycoid virus and the nanite torpedoes is that the mycoid virus was a form of cruel biological warfare. The nanite torpedoes do what Jameson thought he was doing, destroying the mothership without killing the individual Thargoids. The steady stream of Thargoid ships escaping from Titan Tyrannus provides a clear differentiator between Salvation and Inrar on the one hand, and Aegis and the commanders helping them on the other. War is never pleasant, but at least we are showing some level of decency towards our alien foes.
With Tyrannus destroyed, we still have 7 other Titans to shift. It looks like it may get increasingly difficult to exhaust their resources. They have more systems and spire sites under their control, and that gives them far greater resistance to attack than Tyrannus. It's likely that we'll have to drive the Thargoids out of the system surrounding the Titan and shut down the spire sites that deliver resources to the Titans before we can mount an effective assault on the Titans themselves. It may be a long job, but humanity has found new hope, and the work is already underway to undermine the support network of Titan Ligong in HIP 8887. It may be a few weeks before the next Titan falls, but fall it most certainly will. Soon we may be able to enter the caustic cloud that surrounds the wrecked Tyrannus. What strange materials might we find there? Will there be ship parts that can be salvaged and reused? Will we gain access to biomechanical technology that we can use to improve the performance and capabilities of our ships? The story goes, after all, that the frameshift drive was reverse-engineered from Thargoid technology. Will Thargoid expert Professor Palin be able to develop new engineering enhancements or new modules that use the characteristics of Thargoid technology? By analysing the wreckage, might we be able to find new weaknesses that we're able to exploit? On a more prosaic level, will there be any remaining human hostages that we can rescue? And will the Thargoids find a way to hit back against us as we gradually eliminate their Titans? They proved an implacable foe against the Guardians, fighting them for thousands of years before the Guardians finally got the upper hand. It seems unlikely that the Thargoids will meekly return to being a minor nuisance in the Pleiades. Perhaps one day we'll be able to visit the Thargoid home systems. But before all that, we have work to do.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.